Thank you for calling XPO. This is LaBrasia speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm actually surprised that you guys are still open. I was just calling by chance. Yeah, I have like a stove that was delivered at my home today, and it's supposed to be having it like installed tomorrow, and I've yet to hear of a time when they'll be here to install it.
All right. I'll be glad to assist with that on today. Are you calling from the telephone number that's associated with your account?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. One second. Is this a Home Depot order?
Yes.
Okay. One second for me while I locate your account.
Okay, sure.
And I'm still here with you, just waiting for your account to get pulled up.
Okay, sure.
Okay, what's the name and the address on this account?
Tammy Bullock, 992 Azure Heights Place. Las Vegas, 89110.
Okay. Okay. Was a measure done on this order?
Yes, it was. It was done Tuesday.
Okay. So they don't have this order scheduled for an install. It looks like the notes in here, they were from the 4th. They got the measure sent over to Home Depot on the 8th.
I was speaking with his name was Gerald, and
mm-hmm.
he told me that that my oven would be delivered on the 11th, and then they have to wait until the next day to have it installed on the 12th, and the measurements were done on the 9th.
Yeah, I see the notes in here from Gerald. They did originally schedule the install for the 12th. However, the tech did send an email back requesting that a measure be done on the order because he refused to do an install without doing the measure. So it looks like they went ahead and put in an order for the measure to be done. They got the measure sent over on the 8th.
But the measurements were done on the 9th, though, ma'am.
I'm sorry. They sent the right. We received the work order for the measure on the 8th, which was Monday, and then you got the measure done on the 9th.
Right.
So,
and I was told by Gerald that the oven would be delivered on the 11th. I'm positives of the date because I was leaving town. I told Gerald it was very important that it was done this week because I'm leaving town on Saturday. And so Gerald, he assured me that the oven would be installed on the 12th. I'm looking at my notes.
Mm-hmm. I had to get an email sent over to him to have him to reach out to you right now. He is currently out of office. He's closed right now. But it's not scheduled for tomorrow, and there's nothing we can do to put it on for tomorrow. The only thing that we can do is get the account sent over to him and then have him schedule it.
Tomorrow morning?
Ma'am. Yes, he'll be here tomorrow morning, but he's not here now.
No. I will be like calling them in the morning because this is not like good at all. This is not good. I told Gerald twice that I was leaving town on the 13th, and he assured me that the oven would be installed on the 12th. So somebody is going to have to come here and do it tomorrow. Because I was told a date, and that should be honored. Because I told them that I was leaving town out of the state. So I will be calling Gerald tomorrow. And this is really bad business. Really bad.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize, but I'll go ahead and get it sent over for you. But that's the most that I can do. I can't force it on for tomorrow because it won't make the route.
Okay, well then I will be calling Gerald. So because this is just, I just paid for a service, paid for it, and I was promised a date, and now I'm hearing I'm sorry. So that's just not gonna cut it. So, I'll just talk to Gerald tomorrow. At this point, can you give me a different day?
I can't at this time. It has to be rescheduled by someone from upper management. This order is not even allowing me to reschedule it. It's an appending client reschedule status. It has to be rescheduled by someone like Gerald.
Are they even showing in my account that I received the oven today?
That's not going to show us. It's not going to show us that because we don't deliver for Home Depot. We know that typically when an order is delivered the next day, we do come out to do the install. That's
right.
How it's always set
right.
up. But correct. In your case, this order, it looks like the order did get scheduled for today. However, the tech declined to do it without the measure, got the measure. So they updated the order and put in a pending client reschedule. Got the measure done, but Gerald never went back to reschedule it and put it back on for today.
God.
And that is why it's not happening. We
Gerald
can't force it on for
like
today.
It's all Gerald. No. And because Gerald messed up again. All right, well, ma'am, all right. I'll be to talking to Gerald. And, somebody's not going to have to pay for it to be installed then because I've already paid. I've already paid for it to be installed, and I was told a date. So Gerald's going to have to, Gerald's going to have to put somebody else off that's having, their stuff, installed and do mine. So I don't know who else has to have an installment tomorrow, but, I was promised a date. Do you have to have the your district office? Or I can Google it, or
I don't. I do apologize. I don't have it.
So you okay? Well, can you give me the name of it? Of your home office, or I hire management? Because this is not gonna...
Right. I do apologize. I know it sounds crazy, but I don't actually. I really don't. I'm customer service. The only thing when issues like this arise, we have to escalate them and get them sent over to upper management. I don't have a number that I can.
So I'm just in the meantime, I'm just screwed. forget about my about my like services that was promised. It. Oh my God! Can you tell me? They don't know. I have to reschedule. Can you at least tell me if Gerald is upper, like, you know, management?
He is.
Okay, great. So we're talking to him tomorrow. And then I'm going to, yeah, he's going to have to just have somebody else, like, you know, install it, like reschedule, but not mine.
Okay.
So I told him that like, I was leaving town Saturday. All right. Can you at least tell me the hours that it'll be in tomorrow morning?
8:00 Eastern time.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
this
you for calling.
This is bullshit.